Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Masechet Beya, Daf Chaf Gimel, the end of the second parak Yantav, and the beginning of the third parak Ein Sadin. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef both said, inverting a fragrant cup on silk garments in Yantav, so that the fabric will absorb the fragrance, is prohibited. Why is this prohibited? Mishum the kamolid reicha, because it creates a new fragrance. The Gemara asks why this is different. Mamolu mariach bo, from fragrant wood that one may roll between his fingers to stimulate the fragrance and then smell it. Bakotmo mariach bo, or clip its tip and smell it. Rashi explains that the dried out end of the fragrant wood emits only a weak aroma. If the edge is clipped, the newly exposed surface is moist and fragrant. These actions also create a new fragrance and should be prohibited. The Gemara answers that there, in the case of the fragrant wood, the fragrance already exists and is merely being enhanced. But here, in the case of when a garment is being made fragrant on Yantiv, a new fragrance is being created and is therefore prohibited. Pointing to the next mission introduces three acts that were permitted by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, one of them being makardin es behem b'yantiv, that we may groom an animal with a metal comb on Yantiv. Rabbi Yehuda said that one may not groom with a metal comb on Yantiv, mivnesha osa chabur, because it might make a wound of a makard tzavim, but one may groom with a wooden comb, which is thick teeth that do not wound the animal. But the Chachamim say, in makardin af makard tzavim, we may not groom with a metal comb nor with a wooden comb. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds, davar sheinu miskaven asur, malacha that is unintended is nevertheless prohibited, but we do not ban grooming with a wooden comb that has large teeth and doesn't make a wound because of a metal comb that has small teeth that wounds. The Chachamim also hold Rabbi Yehuda, the davar sheinu miskaven asur, but they disagree and do ban wooden combs because of possible confusion with a prohibited act of grooming with a metal comb. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like Rabbi Shimon, who said, davar sheinu miskaven mutter, a malacha that is unintended is permitted. Therefore, both combs are permitted. And pointing between the next mission states, Rechaim shel pilpulim tumea mishum shosha kelim. The pepper grinder can be makabel tum because of the three kelim it's comprised of. Mishum kli kibo, mishum kli mateches, umishum kli kavara. As a receptacle and as a metal utensil and as a sieve. Atana taught a brace that elaborates on the parts of the pepper grinder. Tachtona mishum kli kibo. The bottom component can be makabel tum because it's a receptacle. Rashi explains that it's a wooden utensil in which the grindings collect after falling through the sieve. Wooden kelim are only makabel tumah if they are a receptacle. Emsais mishum kli kvara. The middle component can be makabel tumah because it's a sieve. Rashi explains that a pepper grinder has a wooden sieve which is draped across the lower segment to ensure that only ground pepper falls through. Even though it doesn't serve as a receptacle, since it's woven, it is makabel tumah midrabbanan to avoid confusion with a woven cloth. Cloth is makabel tumah even when it's not a receptacle. El yoni mishum matekas. The upper component is makabel tumah even though it's not a receptacle because it's metal. So once again, the three points are number one. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef both said, inverting a fragrant cup on silk garments and yantiv so that the fabric will absorb the fragrance is prohibited. Why is this prohibited? Mishum tekamolid reicha, because it creates a new fragrance in the garment. The Gemara asks why this is different mimola murich bo, from a fragrant wood that one may roll between his fingers to simulate the fragrance and then smell it, bakotmo murich bo, or clip its tip and smell it. Rashi explains that the dried out end of this fragrant wood only emits a weak aroma. If the edge is clipped, the newly exposed surface is moist and fragrant. These actions also create a new fragrance and should be prohibited. The Gemara answers that there, in the case of the fragrant wood, the fragrance already exists and is merely being enhanced. But here, in the case of when a garment is being made fragrant on Yantiv, a new fragrance is being created and is therefore prohibited. Pointing to the next mission introduces three acts that were permitted by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, one of them being makardinus behem b'yantiv, that we groom an animal with a metal comb on Yantiv. Rabbi Yehuda said that we may not groom with a metal comb on Yantiv, mifnesha osa chabura, because it might make a wound of a makard tzavim, but one may groom with a wooden comb which has thick teeth that do not wound an animal. But the Chachamim say, ein makardin va'afel makard tzavim. We may not groom with a metal comb nor with a wooden comb. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds davar sheinu miskaven asur. A malacha that's unintended is nevertheless prohibited, but we do not ban grooming with a wooden comb that has large teeth and doesn't make a wound because of a metal comb that has small teeth that wounds. The Chachamim also hold like Rabbi Yehuda that davar sheinu miskaven asur, but they disagree and do ban wooden combs because of possible confusion with the prohibited act of grooming with a metal comb. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like Rabbi Shimon, who said, davar sheinu miskaven mutter, a malacha that is unintended is permitted, therefore both combs are permitted. And pointing between the next mission states, Harechaim shel pilpulin tumea mishum shosha kelim. The pepper grinder can be makabel tumah because of the three kelim it's comprised of. Mishum kli kibo, mishum kli matechus, mishum kli kvara. As a receptacle and as a metal utensil and as a sieve. A Tana taught a brisa that elaborates on the parts of the pepper grinder. Tachtona mishum kli kibo. The bottom component can be makabel tuma because it's a receptacle. Rashi explains that it's a wooden utensil in which the grindings collect after falling through the sieve. Wooden kalim are only makabel tuma if they are a receptacle. Emsais mishum kli kvara. The middle component can be makabel tuma because it's a sieve. Rashi explains that a pepper grinder has a wooden sieve which is draped across the lower segment to ensure that only ground pepper falls through. Even though it doesn't serve as a receptacle, since it's woven, it's makabel tuma mid the rabbanan to avoid confusion with a woven cloth. Cloth is makabel tuma even when it's not a receptacle. Now yoni mishum tekel, the upper component is makabel tuma even though it's not a receptacle because it is metal. All right, so now we go to our siman daf chav gimel, and our standard siman is kugelach. Kugelach is that game the kids play. It's like jacks. You throw something and you try to catch a number of pieces with one hand. So kugelach is the siman. So here goes. It was fierce competition at the Kugelach Championship when the kid with the fragrant clothing had to take on his opponent, who smelled like a barn after grooming his horse with a wooden comb, as well as the reigning champ who brought his three-part pepper grinder to the game to make the other sneeze. Once again in slow motion. It was fierce competition at the Kugelach Championship. Kugelach? That must be more duff. Chav Gimel. It was fierce competition at the Kugelach Championship when the kid with the fragrant clothing, which reminds us that inverting a fragrant cup on silk garments in Yantiv so that the fabric will absorb the fragrance is prohibited because it creates a new fragrance in the garments as opposed to rolling fragrant wood between one's fingers to stimulate the fragrance and then smelling it or clipping its tip to smell it where the fragrance already exists and is merely being enhanced. So it was fierce competition at the Kugelach Championship when the kid with the vegan clothing had to take on his opponent who smelled like a barn after grooming his horse with a wooden comb. Which reminds us, the next mission introduces three acts that were permitted by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, one of them being Makardin Esbehim Biyontu, that we may groom an animal with a metal comb on Yantiv, even though it might wound the animal because he holds Davar Sheinu Kavan Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda said that one may not groom with a metal comb on Yantiv, Mipnei She'osa Chibur, because it might make a wound, and he holds Davar Sheinu Kavan Aser. Of a makartzafim, but one may groom with a wooden comb, which is thick teeth that do not wound the animal. But the chamim say, ein makardin af makartzafim, we may not groom with a metal comb, nor with a wooden comb. They hold davar she'ein miskaven aser, and they ban wooden combs because of possible confusion with the prohibited act of grooming with a metal comb. So it was fierce competition at the Kugelach Championship when the kid with the fragrant clothing had to take on his opponent who smelled like a barn after grooming his horse with a wooden comb, as well as the reigning champ who brought his three-part pepper grinder to the game to make the other sneeze. Which reminds us, the next mission states, HaRachayim Shel Pilpilin Tameya Mishum Shosha Kelim. The pepper grinder can be Mekabo Tuma because of the three kelim it's comprised of. Mishum Kli Kibo, Mishum Kli Metechas, and Mishum Kli Kvara, as a receptacle, and as a metal utensil, and as a sieve. So once again, it was fierce competition at the Kugelach Championship when the kid with the fragrant clothing had to take on his opponent who smelled like a barn after grooming his horse with a wooden comb, as well as the reigning champ who brought his three-part pepper grinder to the game to make the other sneeze. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman. Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.